one of these beautiful young girls who said that if they didn't get enough likes on a photo, they would take it down because that was seen as they're not doing well enough, or it's not good enough. And it really shocked me how much pressure they put on themselves to have this perfect Instagram feed and project this perfect life. And yeah, social media is putting on that extra pressure, but it is also a good thing at the same time. You know, it is really fun and it's a great way for people to interact. But with like everything, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt. It's important for influencers who have people looking up to them. If a lot more of us can start showing the other side, the more realistic side, sometimes when things go wrong, that's okay to show that. And as long as the younger generation understand that they're looking at everybody's highlight reels and life isn't Insta-perfect all the time. It is down to the influencers that they are completely transparent, completely honest, and that they're not afraid to show the things that go wrong as well as the things that go right. Because it's really difficult to keep up with a perfect lifestyle. Nobody has a perfect lifestyle, and that's okay. But it's a responsibility, I think, that we have as influencers to showcase that and make sure that the younger generations, make sure that everybody really sees that. Everybody always wants to look like they're doing really well to their friends at any age. I think social media is obviously taking that to the next level for people, that pressure.
There needs to be more kind of education around these things about what constitutes bullying online, because it's a brand new area of bullying. It's a brand new opportunities for people to pick on other people. I'm just so glad that social media wasn't around when I was at school. It must be an absolute nightmare, and I do think that it needs to be addressed in education a little bit more.